The city of North Bay has responded to the reasoning behind a controversial construction project that one business owner says is threatening the viability of his McEwen Avenue business. Ray Seguin, who owns the Lucky 13 convenience store and gas bar located on McEwen Avenue, has dealt with the four-laning project on McEwen. But that construction has been compounded as the only other street entrance to his store on McNamara Street has been shut down and transformed into a storage area for equipment, portable offices, and sea containers. Sea related. Business owner feels no luck as construction devastates his business. He says the combined closures have disrupted access to his store, causing a massive drop in customers. I am down about 75% and about $5,000 a month in profit, said Seguin bluntly. Seguin says he has struggled to get information about the reasoning or timing of the projects. However, on Tuesday afternoon, the city of North Bay responded to our request for information. The city expects McNamara Street to reopen by the end of November. The decision to allow Ed Seguin and Sons Trucking and Paving Limited to use a portion of McNamara Street as a staging area was based on its proximity to alternate access routes, such as Cartier Street, and to facilitate future water and sewer installations. However, due to early groundwater challenges, this phase of the project has not yet begun, explained Gord Young, communications officer with the City of North Bay. This is a two-year project, which is expected to be completed by October 2025, as originally planned. We recognize that construction can cause temporary disruptions, but are committed to working with the contractor to minimize the impact on businesses and residents as much as possible. Seguin is hoping to survive the construction as he is pursuing a liquor license from the province for his convenience store to boost business. Along with the construction woes, Seguin says he has seen an increase in crime as an employee was involved in a stabbing incident at the convenience store last October.